track four and some more news stories. Drug gang sentenced. A drugs gang who sold £1.38 million worth of heroin and crack cocaine used local addicts in Dawlish and Shaldon to run the local branch of their operation. The Liverpool-based crime group recruited addict John Ward, Benjamin Hopkins and his partner Joanna Buchanan to help them store or sell drugs and passed back thousands of pounds in takings. They also based themselves at the Finlake Caravan Park when they first came to Devon to set up their network of dealers in early 2021, returning there at least once during the next 20 months. Benjamin Hopkins, Joanna Buchanan were both drug users living in Shaldon who became involved because they needed drugs to feed their habit. They were also found with three cannabis plants when police raided their home. The article goes on to say that there were many more people involved, but these three from Devon admitted or were found guilty of conspiracy to supply heroin or cocaine or both and received sentences of between 1 and 3 years.
It's hard to let go of loved ones. When a dedicated Lego enthusiast from Buckfast Lee passed away at 42, his family honoured his life through the most distinctive of farewells, transforming the funeral into a celebration of his lifelong passion. From a model flower arrangement to a blue brick coffin, the funeral was everything that Phil could ask for. Phil spent a lot of his time building Lego models, and we wanted to reflect his passion for this when the time came to say goodbye, said Phil's wife, Kate. We thought that a service so personalised might be difficult to bring together, but with the help of our family and the team at Cooperative Funeral Care, Buckfast Lee, we were able to create a ceremony that Phil would have adored. Kerry Thornton, the funeral director, even personally created a special band for her hat and handkerchiefs for the bearer's pockets out of Lego-printed fabric and made sure to incorporate the theme into the order of service too. The whole team wore blue and yellow ties, the colours of Phil's football team, Torquay United. We made sure to include his Johnny No. 5 model from the film Short Circuit, a piece he was always proud of having built from scratch without instructions. It sat on top of the coffin throughout the entire funeral. Phil always had a fabulous sense of humour, and we knew we had to bring this into his funeral ceremony. His youngest daughter, Emily, had the great idea for her and her sister, Chloe, to put googly eyes on the coffin, along with an empty box of fun snaps. They also both chose the song Lego House by Ed Sheeran to match the theme too. It's little things like this that he would have loved. Perhaps the most unusual element was Phil's coffin, which was made to resemble a blue building brick and was decorated with photos of his fondest built creations, with some of the actual models displayed on top. Tracy Domit, funeral arranger at Co-op Funeral Care, Buckfast Lee, who had helped to organise the funeral, said, "We discussed the idea of a custom-made coffin, as we knew we couldn't have this theme without a brick-shaped coffin. We discovered that a suitable building brick-shaped coffin had been created before, but in America. So we got in contact with our coffin factory straight away to get things moving. It's certainly the first funeral of this type I've ever arranged, but helping families create these one-of-a-kind, personalised ceremonies is really the best part of the job."
Community shed sign in its rightful place. Hanging in its rightful place, Newton Abbott's ever-growing community shed group has cause to celebrate recently as they hung a handcrafted sign in their base of operations at the town's library. The sign, which is secured to the wall by a French cleat, was made by Newton Abbott community shed member Ollie Doty. "It was nice to be asked," Ollie said. "I didn't know what to do in my first week here, but in the second week they said, 'We have a project for you.' I made a similar style of sign when I went to Stover," Ollie added. Ollie put his natural talent to good use, carving the letters into the wood, which was rescued from the tip, and is thought to have been part of a coffee table. He did this by hand. I wasn't sure whether to use wax or varnish, like a clear wax or a clear varnish, but I went with the varnish in the end. It brings out the grain of the wood really nicely, Ollie added.
Shoebox appeal tops 200 boxes. Students from Dawlish College have filled more than 200 shoeboxes with Christmas goodies and treats for children and families in Moldova and Ukraine. And students from Chances School in Dawlish have filled a further 15 boxes and designed their own wrapping paper too. The Christmas shoebox collection is being coordinated by Dawlish Watery Rotor Club, who say they are thrilled by the generosity of local groups, school children, students and the general public. It's so important we continue this project as it means so much to those in Moldova and additionally now in war-torn Ukraine, where they need our continued support and love, said Rotary Club President Chris May. We've collected in over 600 boxes with many more to come. The boxes are being transported in early December to arrive in time for Christmas. Community Governor at Chances School, Mary May, said this meant a huge learning curve involving geography, art, personal, social and other lessons, learning about citizenship in its widest possible context.
Tree damaged in deliberate fire. A 200-year-old tree in a Buckfastley church was set alight in what is said to have been a deliberate fire. Firefighters from the town were called to reports of a tree on fire at the Holy Trinity Church. The alarm was raised on Saturday morning after it was seen that the tree was burning. Fire crews from the town realised it was obvious the tree, thought to be 200 years old and the oldest on the church site, had been burning all night. Extensive damage could be seen on the tree. A spokesman for Buckfastley Fire Station said, "The tree is now extremely unstable and will be removed by tree surgeons. A taped cordon is in place and should not be approached by members of the public due to the risk of its falling down. The cause of the fire is said to be deliberate, and the church warden was contacting the police. Having dealt with the fire and made the area safe, and following a slight altercation with a local angry hornet, fire crews returned to the station. The crew was also called to tackle a fire involving a large garage housing a number of luxury vehicles in the Abbots Kerswell area. The fire was said to have been accidental."
New foals now have a home for life after rescue. Two new foals and their mares are being cared for by the Teignbridge-based charity after which they are named. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary was involved in the rescue of the four ponies in two separate welfare operations carried out within 2 weeks. A Welsh moorland mare and her two-month-old filly foal are now being looked after following a multi-agency rescue and are recovering well at the sanctuary's Beech Trees Veterinary and Welfare Centre, but haven't yet been given names. Less than 2 weeks later, the sanctuary's welfare outreach and advice team led an operation to provide sanctuary to another moorland mare and colt foal from a complex situation in Devon involving 14 equines. The Dartmoor colt, named Chandler, and his dam Chandrani, seem to enjoy their new surroundings and are being given dedicated care at the sanctuary's peaceful welfare unit. Staff are keen to help equine owners across the southwest and offer non-judgmental, no-shame advice and outreach to owners who are struggling with their horses and ponies for whatever reason, and aims to keep the horse or pony with the owner wherever possible. In these cases, lifelong sanctuary was needed. It's hoped both mares and foals will be introduced to each other in coming weeks for companionship and will continue to explore their new environment together. The foals will have gentle but minimal handling from the staff at the sanctuary, who will allow them to live as naturally as possible with their dams during the early stage of their lives. For each foal rescued or born here, we provide them with the expert care and training they need for the next 30 years or more. Their futures are bright. They may stay at one of our four sanctuaries in Devon, be placed in our rehoming scheme, or become equine educators at our Coombe Park Equestrian and Education Centre near Totnes, helping people experience the incredible benefits of connecting with ponies and horses.